For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Last week's deadly shooting at a Kentucky high school was one of nearly a dozen such incidents that took place on a school property in the U.S. since the start of 2018. Active shooter training is quickly becoming mainstream in schools and workplaces across the country. First responders in mid-Michigan are testing their skills in such a scenario. On Tuesday, crews from six area fire departments took part in a training session in East Lansing. A warning, this story contains audio of a simulated shooting, which some listeners may find disturbing. It's Tuesday afternoon at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center, and all eyes are fixed on Tony Castillo. He's walking his class through a 911 phone call that followed one of the worst mass shootings in American history.
What are some key pieces that call taker was able to pull out and extract from that?
White male wearing black.
White male wearing black.
Location.
Location, location, location.
The class is studying the Columbine Massacre, the 1999 incident at a suburban Denver high school in which two students killed 12 students and a teacher. Back then, most American schools had no emergency response plans beyond simply sheltering in place. Columbine changed all that, and not long afterwards, ALICE was born. ALICE is a program, not a person. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Tony Castillo is a national instructor with the ALICE Training Institute in Ohio. He's running his class through a series of drills in which the participants must react to an active shooter in their midst.
The very first one, they're going to be put in a position where they can be victimized. And it's going to demonstrate for them the importance of moving beyond that traditional lockdown.
The trainees gather in several rooms off a quiet upstairs hallway and wait.
Ready, ready, ready.
They're bracing for the simulation when they'll be told there's an active shooter nearby. When she appears, the shooter harmlessly fires soft, tiny balls from a plastic compressed air gun. No one is in any real physical danger. Still, there's a psychological edge to this exercise. When it's over, Castillo does his debrief. Who got shot? 19 hands go up.
How'd that make you feel?
The community center's coordinator, Elaine Hardy, doesn't raise her hand. Still, she's slightly wounded emotionally. Hardy was the shooter.
I felt really nervous, and I told you I felt horrible, because I hate guns, and I don't even play guns with my little guy. And so I did that to try to make myself be in a position of power. It was horrible for me, but I did see how vulnerable people were. I've never shot anything in my life, and 19 of you said I shot you.
The class resets for the next drill. This time they're told to evacuate when they hear the alert.
Don't run. Don't run.
Once again, Tony Castillo looks for his shooting victims.
I see one down there, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight.
That's less than half as many victims as the first drill because the participants did something about their situation. Drill number three. And this time, the class is told to counter. There's a distinction to be made here. Castillo makes it clear that this is not fighting, an action that requires fine motor skills. Countering is something more primal. It's a strategy of last resort, an all-out attempt designed to throw an attacker's mindset off balance. And what's the countermeasure for this drill? Each student is armed with a red rubber ball to hurl at their intruder. Although this class was geared toward local first responders, ALICE is also meant to give victims some means of self-defense before help arrives. Trainer Tony Castillo sees it as giving people some options if they ever find themselves caught in a desperate situation.
They're empowered to do something else to save their life or the life of people that they're in charge of. That's what the primary takeaway is. How do you survive these events?
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.